Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. What incredible ideas do you have up your sleeve right now? What is the next level for you? What have you been wanting to do and you're nervous about it? Or what have you seen a vision for? And as you attempt the vision, you don't know if you're shooting too big, you feel fear, you're not sure how you're going to execute it. Years ago, I had an opportunity to go big with my artwork. I had a national company decide they were going to carry it in their website, and they still have it in there. I got entangled in color processing. It doesn't matter what the detail is, but sometimes and often when you're not ready for your next level, things will come up that are very real. But normally, if you were grounded and you were locked into your vision, you would just walk through those things. But when you're not, or you're uncertain, they derail you. So years later, when I thought back on it, I couldn't even remember what the reason was that didn't go to fruition. And when I look at it, that often is how it happens. How many times in your life have you had an opportunity or an idea and you have drop that quietly, and you don't know exactly why you did, because it was a great idea? This week, I'm talking with you about how to take those ideas, your next idea, and keep forwarding it until you have it. There is a journey that you get to take along the way of creating that takes you through whatever that you need to tune up so that you can prepare yourself for that next level. And if you don't look at these things that are stopping you, look them in the eye, get to know them, become friends with them, and walk through them, your ideas will constantly come to a stop. And then there are people who have a fear of going big. They have a fear of really releasing the dynamite idea and vision that they have, in fear that there's a variety of reasons why you would fear that. They'll disappoint themselves. They won't be able to do it. It'll be another failure, etc., etc. So this week in the coaching, I'm talking with you first about locking into your idea, and then what starts coming up for you. And what I mean by that is, once you think of the idea and how fantastic it is, what starts coming up? The good and the bad, the yin and the yang, the supportive and the destabilizing. What comes up there? And we're going to not attack it, but we're going to assess it and engage with it and process it so you can keep moving forward on your ideas. Why is this important? This is an idea community where you are here because you know there's something bigger for you that you haven't done yet that's calling you. And it's going to keep calling you until you engage with it. So there's a reason that you have the idea. It's because it's ready for you. This week, we're going to dig in to this process and talk about what's been stopping you or what typically stops you. We're going to take a look at that. And we're going to walk through that to the other side. Sometimes you can pick up an idea that you dropped, and sometimes it's too late. Your homework for today is to take some time in meditation and lock into the vision, the next thing that you are interested in creating. You may be already working on it. Then I want you to feel your way around what comes up for you, what bubbles up from down deep around that idea, the yin and the yang, the supportive and the destabilizing. What feels great about that idea, and what is scaring you or making you nervous about that idea? And jot that down. If you're not in the coaching, you can throw it in the Facebook page and I'll give you some coaching. If you're in the coaching, we're going to dig in all week around this, and we're going to walk through it together. If you're interested in coaching, you're working on something big, you're scared, you're not sure, push reply on the email or connect with me through social media, DM me, and we'll dig in and we'll figure out what it would take for you to get the support you need to keep moving forward in your life and having this powerful next chapter, whether it's something giant or it's just you wanting a high level quality of life. What is it that you want and why? And you get to have it. Sending you love.